There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Possible. A lot of people have already started the day. We can't save you from what's going on, the vagaries of Monday and all that good stuff. I'm Doug Steffen with Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, Richie McFadden, and Jennifer Horn ought to be around someplace.
She is.
There she is. All right, so we have choices here. Ladies' choice. Shall we talk about the prison break? The news media seems to be fascinated with two stories today. One of them is the prison break in New York State. The other is a pool party. It seems to me that the pool party story is about as good an example as you can come up with of the news media completely blowing stuff. Yeah, is it a story that's interesting to a point, but how many other places had pool parties this weekend where there may have been some teenagers acting out, and how is it handled? I find it...
What about a pool party for prisoners?
Yeah! There we go.
Talking.
A prison pool party.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yes. And who would you invite to that party, Jennifer?
Well, they're going to just show up, so it'll be like a big surprise.
Surprise! Here we are, murderers!
It's not like they can leave.
Well, they did.
They're kind of a captive audience at the pool party, though, for prisoners.
Yeah? Well, it depends on where the pool party is.
And you don't want to see the argument over the noodles.
All right. So why don't you give us a quick update, Molly, on both of those stories with a lot less attention to the pool party story, frankly.
Okay. Well, the manhunt continues. These two fugitive murderers are somewhere out in the wilderness, they believe, in northern New York. They escaped over the weekend from a maximum security prison. And Governor Cuomo announced that the state is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the inmates, a $50,000 for tips leading to each one. Basically, they got out of this maximum security prison using power tools.
Handy.
They got the power tools, yes.
You can make one of those into a cake so easily.
Yeah, right.
Aunt Betty came and they just didn't check her chocolate muffins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not touching that one. Mm-hmm. About Betty's Lies. Chocolate muffins, yeah. Anyway, so they also used, apparently, like these dolls to put underneath the covers so that when the guards walked by, they didn't notice that they were missing.
All of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Very smart.
Very smart, indeed. And so a lot of the media is comparing this to Shawshank Redemption. When you hear it, maybe top
it's
of the
trite.
Hour.
It's very trite. That's a very trite.
We would never
foolish.
Do that.
No, well, hopefully we won't
again.
Do it again. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so I guess just because they crawled out through steam drains and made holes in the wall, it's being
All right, so there's two murderers on the loose, and that's that story. What about the pool party? Do we pay any attention to that at all?
There was this big pool party over the weekend, suburban Dallas, about 35 miles outside of Dallas in the city of McKinney. Police arrived. They were called there because apparently some kids had shown up to this public pool, teenagers mostly. It got a little rowdy. It got out of control. It was spilling into the street. And the video shows two police officers trying to get the kids to listen to them. One of them was forceful. He did use foul language. He was shouting orders at people instead of trying to calm, get peace. But at one point, he was talking to a girl who was walking away from him, and the kids at the pool were mostly African American. The officers were white. And she walked away from him, and he grabbed her arm, and she struggled with him, and she was on the ground, and then she got up and struggled with him again, and he pushed her to the ground. Some other kids gathered around, and at that point, he unholstered his gun.
We already spent too much time on this story. What about?
I thought you wanted the story.
That's enough. I'm so tired of the police good guy, bad guy, and this stuff being so over. worked. As I said when we get started, there are probably a dozen pool party stories from around the country. The weather's getting good. Kids are getting out of school. So they blow off some steam or they overreact. And so
play this around in your head just for a minute and see if it goes anywhere. Are we being played by the media on all of this stuff?
Yep. News media, not the media. News. It is the news.
Remember when the shark attacks? About, and this was the one that really opened it up for me. It's like every week. Once we had one shark attack.
There's a shark attack
every
everywhere.
Day, there was a shark attack.
What, you think the sharks all got on board? I hear we're getting some attention with this, guys. Let's go bite somebody.
Exactly.
No, but there are sharks in the ocean. I don't think that's a big surprise to people.
But I read a story over the weekend. They were talking about how the media phrases things and catchphrases that they use.
People get
and
stuck
how
there.
How it plays on us mentally and emotionally and how we react.
Well, that's easy to do. I mean, this story about the pool party, really, if you want to lead with a headline, cop unholsters gun pointed at teens.
Yeah, right.
Unarmed teens at pool party. Right. That's all you need. Cop and holsters, guns pointed at unarmed teens.
That's what they're going to run
with.
That's so why I don't want to waste any more time on it. Next, South Korea. Enough. Come on.
I think it's great we tell people they're being played.
That's good. Yeah, that's the story. You're being sucker punched, played here. South Korean team taking home the $2 million prize at the robotics challenge. I thought this was kind of interesting. This was... did you see the story about the South Koreans beating us in the robot challenge? And the whole idea, there were 24 robots that were in. 12 of them were from the U.S., 5 from Japan, 3 from South Korea, 2 from Germany, and 1 each from Italy and Hong Kong. They worked their way through an obstacle course. They punched walls, cleared up rubble.
Then they unholstered their guns.
Chased all the people out of the thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
We're having a party. It's just, I thought, did we all think that the Americans were going to win? Did we all hope that they would win?
In technology?
In robots? Yeah. No way.
Asians going to get it every time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a prejudicial comment.
A little racist. Little true.
That's a racist comment if I ever heard one.
Asians for the robots, man. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
They were graded on different abilities.
How come there are no Middle Easterners? How come the Saudis don't have robots? Why didn't Libya and all these countries in the Middle East, they never send... Why don't they have people involved in these? Is it their education system that bad? Or they just don't...
Dougie, let's send you over to Syria on a fact-finding mission, and you go... you just go a man on the street and you ask that question.
On the street. 13 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How would you like to own a piece of American history? Richie, this is right up your alley.
You got my interest.
Government Planet, which is part of Iron Planet, the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus, has auctions taking place every Wednesday at governmentplanet.com. At governmentplanet.com, you can buy a cargo truck, Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers. There's all kinds of stuff that the government doesn't need anymore. This following up on the heels, as soon as we do this, I'm going to go to the National Defense Authorization Act the Senate is talking about today, which sets Pentagon spending priorities, because I want to see how much of this stuff they're making they're going to end up selling at the Government Planet auction. They have very, very, very thorough inspection reports. Buy with confidence because all the items are inspected and guaranteed and backed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance and guarantee. Don't miss Government Planet's huge online Humvee sale taking place Wednesday, the 24th of June, where you'll find an unparalleled selection of 4x4 Humvees at some of the lowest prices ever seen. Tons of Humvees that have served their time on the battlefield, been relocated through the U.S. for this special Government Planet sale taking place Wednesday, the 24th of June. Don't forget to check it out. Government Planet, that's GOV Planet. Huge Humvee sale taking place Wednesday, June the 24th. You can preview items, see photos, browse the inventory, bid on the items. You can go to, let's see here. This is easy for you to get into it, by the way. Text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. Registration is on governmentplanet.com. That's free. So check out all the offerings, Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all the items in Government Planet's huge Humvee auction scheduled for later this month.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Good.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No.
Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
What?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
18 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How many people are going to be able to listen to the Good Day program on their Apple Watch? Is that something that's...
You can do it now.
You can hold your watch up to your ear. How do you hear? Where are the speakers
in
the watch?
TuneIn Radio has your show on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And TuneIn Radio has an app for the Apple Watch right now. So there are people listening to their wrist.
How big are the speakers? How do you hear it from...
Well, that's what they don't tell you. The speakers actually have to attach to your hips, one on each side. Yeah, very nice. You're walking down the street.
I think it's Bluetooth.
All right, so we found out that the... we're not experts here. I have... A close connection to someone who's an expert when it comes to horses and stuff. We were talking about the suggestion that the race was fixed. Not only whether that's true or it isn't true, it seems that it could be a possibility. Certainly, the stud fees for the winner in this circumstance, it's American Pharoah, right? That's the name of the horse.
Yep.
Stud fees are $100,000 per. And Richie was just checking to see how many times the horse might be used as a stud.
They're trying to figure out what the value of American Pharoah is now, and they're thinking he could be worth up to $50 million. And they based that on his stud fees, which at $100,000 per shot, and are you ready for this? 100 mares per year for 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
100 times... So that's 3 to 4 years. 100. So that's 400 times 100, which is $40 million.
It's like more than the Duggars.
Good Lord!
I don't have a horse.
Can you imagine?
Really?
Can you imagine using a horse?
Can you imagine spending that kind of money for a horse?
Well, that baby could win one of these races, and you'd make all your money back.
Right. Right.
Now, Victor Espinosa, how much is his stud fee going to be worth? He's the jockey who won.
Yeah, he gave away most of his money.
Gave away his money.
Society, right?
Yeah, that's
good
very
for
nice.
Him.
Yeah, right. The City of Hope, Jen, got most of the money. All right, so nobody bid on my question. I guess we'll keep moving. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Mm-hmm. Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Okay, I would like you to concentrate on moving your body. Many times we're very busy, we forget that our body is a moving organism. It's something that we need to keep moving. Moving organisms move, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when you're sitting in front of a computer all day long and you don't get much chance to move around, perhaps you ought to play a little music like this. This is a wonderful song. One Hit Wonder time, as a matter of fact. You know who this is? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie!
This makes people everywhere move at their desk, by the way.
Yes, it does. I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing is a song by a group that only had one major pop hit single. Tell us the name of the group, 888-302-3684, and you'll be qualified for our next resort drawing, which is July the 3rd to the spa at Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. What a great, great place. I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. This was used in a Coke commercial, remember? You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
This is a British pop group, number one during this week in 1971. If you know the name of the group, 888-302-DOUG, was this group put together by Keith Puttker, 1969, after the breakup of his former group with a very similar name. I'm not going to give you what the name of the group was because I'm going to give this away. The original group was from Melbourne, Australia. They had a string of big hits, and that's why this is a bit confusing for some people. We're talking about this group, which was the offshoot of the old group. They were primarily a pop folk group, had five-part harmony, and that's why they sing the song and had so much credibility. They only had marginal success until they recorded this song, and then the Coke jingle that went with it was more popular than the song, and they made more money, because when you produce a song like this for a commercial like that, you get paid royalty, and that's why they made so much money on this song. I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing was a big, big hit, not only here, but all around the world. they tried for a couple more years to come up with another big hit, and they didn't, so they disbanded in 1974. Then they reformed in 1977, broke up again in 78. They started touring in 2006 again. They've never repeated their success with a song like this. So, but it's kind of a neat song, neat pop song. Don't you think? Everybody think this is a good song?
Yeah, I mean, for the time, it's a little hokey and boring now, but I mean, it's
hokey and boring.
Sweet, nice song.
Yeah. A little hokey.
They just used this in an episode of Happy-ish, the new show that's on, was it Showtime or Stars? And the guy works in an advertising agency, and the millennials in the meeting were shown the Coke commercial with this song, and they thought it was new.
Really?
Yeah. This is what we need, this positive energy. We're so tired of the, you know, the dark energy of the older generation.
That is funny. Is this a shot at Mad Men? Isn't that what Mad Men is all about? Advertising? Don't I remember that?
It's not a shot at Mad Men because it's an advertising agency that's in, you know, now. It's happening now. Right. But at the end of Mad Men, didn't they use this commercial? Wasn't that the final episode? I think that's how it ended.
Iconoclastic for sure. Mike in El Paso, listen to KTSM. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm on the way to work.
Are you watching any illegals cross over from La Suya Ciudad Juarez?
Not lately.
No,
They do a pretty good job of protecting the border here.
That's good. That's nice to know. All right, so what do we have as far as the name of this group is concerned? They are the...
I believe they were called the New Seekers.
The New Seekers, as opposed to the original Seekers that were formed in 69. Right, the New Seekers, that's the important distinction. This was the, because the Seekers had a number of hits. New Seekers only had one. So you qualify for our spa drawing. Hold on, Mike. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, they found that 52.6% of dogs and 57.6% of cats are overweight or obese in the United States. The biggest concern with this issue is that 93% of dog owners and 88% of cat owners thought their pet was well within normal range. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian if you think your cat or your dog is overweight, because extra weight, just a couple of pounds on a small dog or a cat, can make major differences. For example, it can really make medical problems worse, like diabetes and arthritis. It's probably caused by exercising too little and feeding too much. Remember, dogs and cats need to have a good, healthy weight. When they become obese, it affects all of their joints. It affects all of their organs, just like ours. If you have any questions, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that pinchy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
How can we cut through the mustard and make this an unusually good day for you? Mondays are not always the best day of the week. Let's see if we can turn that around, although you wouldn't know it from the stories. This morning, kind of the American Pharoah story is a good thing, and the jockey giving his money, his earnings to a cancer center, that's probably a good thing. A couple of food for thought items. John Rockefeller said, don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. How about that, Jen? Don't be afraid to give up the good for going for the great. Go for
live
the
your
great
best life,
today.
Right?
Yes, exactly. And another thought that we have, Milton Berle said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. That was kind of cute as well. Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, the news sage, Richie McFadden, Ken Kessler, the info wrestler, we're all here to present to you the interesting stories of the day. The site was Fenway Park. Saturday night, it was a game being played. Not unusual for a baseball game to be played in Fenway Park. The unusual thing about this game is that a fellow who was at bat, I don't even know who it was, who was at bat, he hit the ball, broke the bat. The bat ended up going into the stands.
It shredded the bat.
Yeah, broke several
apart.
Pieces. And there was such force to it that it went into the stands and hit a lady in the face. And so seriously hurt her that she was in intensive care for a day. Last night was set into, her condition was improved somewhat, but she still has a horrific schedule of operations. She seems to be out of the woods. But imagine that, and her son was at the game with her.
Yeah,
imagine.
That was. Oh.
Imagine. Just imagine under the circumstances how you would handle that. They stopped the game, obviously. A woman was rushed out, and they took her on the field, and they gurneyed her off. But just imagine what the thought process is that is going through his mind and the people who were sitting around her. And then think about, baseball is supposed to be the safest sport. I always wonder about this. When the ball gets hit up into the stands, I've sat in the stands many times. The ball comes whizzing by you or goes up in the stands and you catch them, you catch them.
Yeah, it hurts.
I mean, it hurts. Of course it hurts.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'll make a confession. You know how we all have our weird things. I get so freaked at a baseball game anytime a ball even looks like it's coming, because I know that my hand-eye coordination isn't great. I'm just waiting to get popped in that. It is kind of nerve-wracking, though. And
here's a couple of tips.
They're doing it in the outfield all the time, though.
Yeah.
Here are a couple of tips. You can use your cup to catch one.
You're
to spill your drink.
How about your hot dog roll? Can you use that?
I mean, it'd be a little bit of a padding. Or you can
try
your baseball hat to catch one.
Make sure there's no beer in the cup when you catch the ball.
Yeah, drain it first.
Well, I mean, you can do it, just spill all over the place. But here's what happened to me is I was not paying attention. I was talking, and I heard somebody go, "Sir, watch out." And I turned around, looked up, and the ball was there. And I stuck my hand straight up and caught it. And it swelled, hurt, stung like you wouldn't believe. So you have to catch the ball kind of coming down and make your hand move down with it.
Yeah.
But have a nice cold beer if you do get hurt with the hand, because that will make it.
Pour the beer on your hand.
No,
you
just hold the beer in your hand.
It
just made it so much better.
It's better.
Or you can watch it on TV and be perfectly safe.
You're right.
The game. But I had seats down the third base line for the Nats for 6 or 7 years, and I mean, you got to watch out. You have to pay attention.
All right, Kenny, what did you start to say?
This was Friday night, and
it was Friday night.
Brett Lowry for the Oakland A's, who was the one at bat, whose bat exploded.
Yeah.
And he did not play Saturday. I don't know if he played yesterday or not. But
he was pretty spooked up about it.
Yeah, I would imagine he's got lots to think about.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not his fault.
Not his fault.
No, but still. Even if you do something by accident that almost kills someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This video last week of a guy who caught a broken bat.
Oof.
And it's like just some big dude. He stood up and the bat was flying at him. He just won.
How do they make the bat so that they. I thought those. The kind of wood they use on bats was. The Louisville Slugger and those sort of bats were almost indestructible.
No. You got a 100-mile-an-hour hard ball flying at you.
Yeah.
94, 92 miles an hour, 88 miles an hour. It can break you if you hit it right.
Yeah. What would it feel like if you. Didn't they still use. Do they use metal bats sometimes too?
Kids do. My son does in Little League.
So that would telescope right up your arm if it was that ball that fast could break your arm.
They would be
break your shoulder.
They would be hitting balls out of the park.
Yeah,
with those things you couldn't use aluminum bats.
Killing a couple of shortstops and pitchers.
Right.
Yeah, along the way.
Yeah, they just hit it too hard.
Molly, the Senate resumes debate today on the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets Pentagon spending. And so now I would like to know if there is going to be some sort of reconciliation for all the money that's in the Pentagon budget that gets wasted, used for things that they don't need, and we end up giving them to police forces around the country. Police do not know how to use much of this stuff, so it becomes a problem. But why are we doing it in the first place? Is that being addressed in the Pentagon spending priority bill?
Well, it'll be addressed whether there's a resolution or not. Is the big question. So senators have filed hundreds of changes to the defense bill. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain warning that the chamber is expected to finish its work by the end of the week. I don't know what the warning actually means.
What is that warning?
Yeah. Senate Democrats are taking aim at the additional $38 billion added to overseas contingency operations, which is the Pentagon's war fund, meant to help the defense department avoid the congressional mandated spending caps. So this is being taken up this week and more tomorrow. We'll see what happens. To answer your question,
Everybody ought to send their congressman and their senator a note, email, call the offices in Washington, send them faxes, whatever you got to do. The amount of money we spend for defense is outrageous. Not that we don't need to have good defense.
Well, they're not using it in the right way.
They are not using it the correct. And there's so much waste, fraud, and corruption in the Pentagon. It is the model for corruption and waste. The study from the Government Accounting Office came out last year. The budget's been around $700 billion for a couple of years, and their findings were that for the exact same amount of protection, employees, hardware, software, all the things that are necessary to keep up our defenses, if we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, the budget would be $486 billion. So that's $214 billion, Government Accounting Office says, that is wasted every year. That's a third almost of the money they get.
And to your point, you have an Air Force who just, I think last week the story was, their hands are tied. They can't launch the air assaults that they need to launch on groups like, I mean, think about it. We know where ISIS is. They take over cities like Ramadi. You know where they are, but we can't launch air attacks because the budgets have been cut so much. I mean, we're being held hostage to all this
stuff. What are they doing with the money? They're giving their police stuff away to these. What are they doing with the money?
I think we need a report. That's what we, I mean, we are stockholders in this kind of country. We pay taxes. We should get a report.
Yeah.
If you were to see what the bidding process or what the budget process looks like for a contractor for the government or for the Pentagon and the military, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
It is absolutely ridiculous what you have to go through. And what you have to bid, and the what they demand that you spend.
Mm-hmm. Too much government. Let's say it all together. Too much government.
Right.
I'm waiting, listening. Everybody
too
here.
Much
too
government.
Much government.
Government.
Too much.
Molly, I don't hear you.
Row, row, row your boat.
Jump in.
Gently down the stream.
Honestly, I think in some areas, yes, and in some areas, no.
Well,
there you go.
Everybody's entitled to his or her opinion. The government, no matter what the program, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, even if there should be more money, that is the shameful thing is here that, as Jennifer suggested, and I'm sure Molly could find it, Kenny could find it, Richie could find it, I could find it, you could find it, that there are all kinds of programs that are good, but they get short-funded or not funded sufficiently because of the other things that are done in terms of priorities to help.
And I agree with that completely.
Pay back the companies that are giving big, big, big donations to this person's campaign and that person's campaign and yada, yada. So no matter what happens, the taxpayer, and I'm going to use this example every time I come up with these things from now on, the average tax, all right, let's just go around the room. Kenny, you want to give us an idea of what you paid in federal taxes last year? Just
I haven't paid it yet.
You want to give us a number? You don't have to if you don't want to.
You know what? I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Lisa handles all that. That's right, too. Richie, how much in federal tax did you pay last year?
I don't know.
Nobody remembers.
No, but nobody knows because it comes out of your paycheck.
No, I mean, I know.
That's the sad part.
Yeah, I mean, I know because you know the percentage, but then you kind of throw out how much you're making, so I don't want to, you know, go there.
Yeah.
But I would say
35%. $4 for me.
Right.
All right. Well, the point here I'm trying to make is that all of us pay in an appreciable amount. Let's say it's $10,000 on average or $4,000, whatever it is, depending on your income. Right. That money is hard-earned. That money should be respected and appreciated, guarded and considered by the people who are spending it. But do they do that? No. They waste it on things that are not much good for most people under the circumstances, and we just sit here like bumps on logs and we take it. And
what makes me crazy, Dougie, is, and it's not even about me or my paycheck at this point, but I handle now, not because I asked for it, but the payroll for my company. Mm-hmm. So I have to do, so I do two, you know, most months it's two payrolls a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally almost 50% of what my payroll is. So if my payroll is $10,000 every 2 weeks, I'm paying $5,000 in payroll taxes to the government. It is, it blows your mind how much money they get from people. And these are people who are just making,
bigger,
hard-earned salaries.
Yeah.
The taxes you pay at the store for your food, your gas, your...
Oh,
it's being done with the money.
I mean, when you're all said and done, you're paying, 60% of your money goes to taxes.
And now, and because of the speciousness of, we got to tax the wealthy, get more money from them, how much more money is being wasted in that whole pejorative of the rich versus poor, and we got to take more money, what, so that they can waste it some more? And
if you take from the rich, it's always going to trickle down to the poor. People, that I love the model where they say, well, we're just going to tax the rich more.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah.
But do you think the rich are going to take any less money? No, because they're the business owners. We're going to see that same
But it's where the jobs come from. That's where the money comes from for people to get jobs. It's just so ignorant for people to come up with that. You're pushing the button.
Down the rabbit hole. Stop yourself back up.
Right. It's 14, half for the hour. Jennifer checks television news in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
I just saw this. The message on a sticky note left behind by the two cons who escaped from the prison in New York. Have a nice day.
With a smiley face on.
Yeah, very cute. All right, not so cute. Fox developing, speaking of that story, Jen, a Prison Break revival. The 24 reboot is coming back without Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, and so what's going on with Prison Break?
Well, I think just that, and that is that Fox is looking at the shows that made them famous, and probably in that order, I'd say 24. And then X-Files and now Prison Break. So, you know, if you can't create new content that's kicking in with people, why not just reboot the old stuff?
Yeah. I don't know. What is Kiefer Sutherland doing that he's so busy he can't do another 24?
I don't think it's about Kiefer necessarily. I mean, they had been talking about this idea of him kind of bringing someone else into the mix for the last couple of years. So, he was just saying, how old can Jack Bauer be? You know, if he's been doing this for 9 seasons or whatever it is, how can he continue you to live these kind of days? I mean, obviously it's a fantasy, and we want him to keep doing it.
Right. All right, what is this Sideshow Bob killing Bart Simpson? What in the world is that about?
So this is sort of the cat and mouse game in The Simpsons, and it's always Sideshow Bob going off against Bart Simpson. So apparently it's going to end this fall. Bart Simpson, here's a spoiler alert, meets his unseemly demise at the hands of Sideshow Bob, but don't worry. This is just for a Halloween special, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to stick. But right. The executive producer revealed the plot during a Simpsons panel at the ATX Festival in Austin over the weekend. And this story, Dougie, was all over social media. It was trending on Facebook all weekend long.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. American Pharaohs.
Did you know that Sideshow Bob, by the way, was voiced by Kelsey Grammer?
No, I know anything about this. Kelsey Grammer has a cameo in Entourage. That's the only thing that I... that was it.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Yeah. American Pharaohs ratings. The Belmont Stakes, this is something did very well in a number of bigger markets like New York. This is maybe because they have a Triple Crown winner, I'm not sure. Louisville, they had a 24 share, New York a 16 share. That's a pretty good coverage for a race like that.
For horse racing, yeah.
Yeah, right.
2 minutes. Mm. Hey, here's some big news.
Yes, Jennifer.
Cheers.
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 Not a
Cheers.
Toast. Cheers. The TV show, classic sitcom, is being developed into a live theater version by CBS.
Why?
The name will be Cheers Live on Stage. It's going to start in 2016, and it will showcase classic moments from the series on the stage, which is now really kind of the cool thing, where they're bringing these TV shows back to the live theater form.
Really? You go see it? Who'd go see it?
I would. Absolutely, yeah. They're also going to do revivals of the Brady Bunch, Corduroy. I mean, I think this is kind of a fun thing.
All right. Thank you. Speaking of fun things, that's Jennifer Horn here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with an overview of the items of interest that are sort of consumer-oriented medical stories. People want to know what happened to John Kerry. He broke his leg, but hadn't he broken it in the same place or close to the same place once before, Ken?
Well, actually, he's had a little bit of a different history. He's had a couple of hip replacements. This past Sunday, 71-year-old Secretary of State John F. Kerry got on his bike, and his front wheel hit a curb at the edge of a parking lot, Doug, causing his bike to abruptly stop. He fractured his right thigh bone, which is called a femur, and this past Tuesday, he underwent 4 hours of surgery to repair the fracture. The surgery was successful and performed by the same orthopedic surgeon who in 2009 replaced one of Kerry's hips, and in 2010 the other hip. His surgeons anticipate a full and complete recovery and a return to normal function for the secretary.
That cannot be said for Bo Biden, however, who has left the planet because of having brain cancer. Taking Ted Cruz out of the picture for a moment, what is there about this factually that people need to know? What goes on when somebody gets brain cancer?
Joe, Bo Biden's recent death from brain cancer, Doug, at age 46, demonstrates the mysteries of this uncommon yet often lethal form of cancer. It's not clear what type of brain cancer he had, but in 2013, he had a small lesion removed from his brain. Brain cancer, it's a rare type of cancer. It accounts for only about 1.4% of all new cancer cases in America. There are more than 120 types of primary brain tumors. Some brain tumors are benign, but they can still be dangerous because they press on the brain tissue as they grow. You know, the brain is in a sealed container. This causes problems that can be disabling. Malignant brain tumors, in contrast, Doug, they grow more quickly. They're more likely to be life-threatening. In 2015, there were an estimated 22,850 new cases of malignant tumors, 15,320 deaths in America. What causes this? Boy, we could argue about this forever, but we really don't know in most cases. In rare cases, family, genetics are a factor. Ionizing radiation from nuclear explosions cause this. I doubt cell phones do, except in extreme, excessive use. There are some symptoms, but they're nonspecific. The headaches, they get worse over time, blurred vision, problems with balance, seizures, and personality changes. But just because you have these symptoms doesn't mean you have a brain tumor.
All right. Okay, Dr. Ken, front and center, when it comes to the story of the day or the week, maybe what's going on in your body, getting blood around to areas where there isn't as much as there needs to be, that whole treatment comes from taking Super Beets, right?
I really like this product, Doug. It's been shown with good evidence that it works, that it's safe. In 1988, we all need to know about this substance. It's called nitric oxide. It's so important in our body so that it functions properly and we're healthy. It was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, only 10 years later, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of the brain and digestive function. It can both affect athletic performance and, yes, your sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally have a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in all of our bodies. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, it's safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy.
800-655-4183. Order Super Beets. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183 to feel terrific. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.